Have you ever wondered what it's like to be a real-life medium? Then this is the podcast for you. In this show, you'll learn how to open your heart to spirit, hear adventures I've experienced as an award-winning psychic medium and teacher. Plus, I'm going to give you some psychic information and insight into what the future holds for our increasingly crazy world. Tune in every Friday and get ready to connect to the other side. I'm Jen, and I'll be your guide starting right now. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Singing Medium Podcast. I'm your host, Jen Abra, the host of the Singing Medium Podcast. And today's episode is going to be very eye-opening. It's going to be very spiritual. It's also going to be non-solo. It's going to have, I have a guest on the podcast today. Her name is Maria, and she is a psychic medium like myself. And it was wonderful to have a guest on here and not be in this closet talking to myself. And I'm going to introduce you to her right now. Before I let you listen to the entire episode, please listen all the way to the end because it is amazing. So Maria is a professional psychic medium. She teaches mediumship and intuitive tarot. She is the author of the Intuitive Tarot Journal, available in English, Portuguese, and Spanish. She joined Clubhouse, the app, in 2021 with her tarot students and was featured in the LA Times and Toronto Star, and the story went viral. She is the host of the Maria Gonçalves podcast, where her focus is to get rid of the fear of developing your spiritual gifts. So get ready, listen to Maria the Medium. I'm very excited to introduce you to her, and I can't wait for you to listen. Hey, Maria, welcome to the podcast. How are you doing today?
Good. Thank you, Jen. Thank you for inviting me to the podcast.
Yeah, I've been wanting to do it for a while, and I go on these hiatuses for like months. Like every week there's a podcast, and then there's like 3 months of nothing, and then I go through these spurts, and I'm like, okay, it's time again to come back. And then I think I saw you on social media, and I'm like, who should I ask to be on the podcast? And I saw you, Maria, and your smiley face, and I'm like, I'm going to ask that lady and see if she wants to come on here on the Singing Medium podcast. So I appreciate you taking the time to do that today.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, you have such a great energy about you. Yeah. And I was, so on your social media stories, I thought your daughter is 29.
Yeah.
How do you have a daughter that's 29?
Birthday.
How do you have a daughter? I'm like, I was looking at your friend, like, she doesn't have a daughter that's 29 because I have 4 kids and my oldest is 23. But when I saw your picture of your daughter, who looks just like you, by the way, 29.
Thank you. Yeah. Wow. I'm 53, going on 54 this year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Can I push like, you? Personal question, like, was 50 okay? Because I'm getting there in November.
Oh my god, 50. I bought, like, I had left my ex, and when I turned 50, I purchased my first house on my own. So it was like new life, new me. It was amazing. The best year of my life.
Wow, good for you.
Yeah,
I'm not gonna do that.
No, don't do
because
that.
I like my husband, but keep I'm just saying, yeah, I'm gonna keep him around. But I'm like 50. Oh my gosh, like. It's getting there. It goes, people say it goes fast, but it just reminded me when I saw your story of your daughter's birthday, I was like, she's not old enough to have a 29-year-old, but people say that about me. So,
yeah. And then I have a son who's
okay,
30 something.
You do not.
I am like the worst to remember their ages. They'll look at me and they'll be like, Mom, what year was I born again?
Right.
I'm like, oh, and I gave birth. And you would think I would remember these things.
That's right. Yeah. Time. I don't remember the times, right? Like for birth charts, I don't remember their times. I have to go in their baby book, but
yeah.
I want you to do it a couple times. And it's been a long time, okay? For like, it's been a long time since we've birthed children. So I can see why you might forget.
You forget how old they are. But right. They remind us.
That's right.
They give you the look and they're like, yeah. You know, my birthday's coming up. It's like, oh, okay.
That's
so
right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was fun.
Yeah. So anyways, we don't want to talk about your personal life, but I do want to get into sort of like how you became a medium, because we have a lot of similar things, but I'm actually quite interested in always people's stories and how they became there. Like people know my story, how I used to teach kindergarten and then I had all these things happen of signs and I didn't like it anymore and it got stronger and I went to the group event, my first group mediumship reading, and you know, I just heard a voice and all these things. So I'm curious to see how you got into yourself doing this, like your story, if you don't mind sharing.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's actually quite interesting. I used to be a preschool Montessori teacher.
No.
Back in the day.
My arm hair just did up.
And I loved little kids. I was an early childhood education teacher, and then I specialized in Montessori. So I like fell in love with Montessori. And then I hurt my back a couple of times, but the last time that I hurt it, it kind of like it took me out, like I couldn't work anymore. The pain was so excruciating. And then I was not into mediumship. This was not on my top 10 things to do before I die. Didn't understand it. And then I just remember meditating and watching, like, there was this show I watched once. It was like a burn unit thing, and they were removing the bandages from somebody, because I really like to watch those miracle shows where people were so they had these physical accidents and then they would go and heal themselves. And I thought, oh, that's so cool. How did they do this? And then I remember watching one, and they were talking about being in excruciating pain because I had severe reactions to medication. So it'd be like, meditate enough that you can leave your body and then you don't feel the pain. So I taught myself how to go so deep in meditation and kind of leave my body when the pain was so excruciating. So I couldn't feel, I was aware I was in an excruciating amount of pain, but I could no longer feel it. And what I didn't realize I was doing, I was actually strengthening my mediumship. So, and then I all of a sudden I could see, hear spirit, and it was very physical back then. And then I would have times where I would get confused. I had a lot of interesting stuff happen to me. Like, I remember once I was vacuuming my carpet. I don't think I've ever shared this story. I was vacuuming my carpet, and my daughter was little, and she's outside. And I'm looking out, like, it's the second floor, and I'm looking out the window, and she's walking her tiny little dog. But before I noticed that, I'm vacuuming, and then all of a sudden, my tiny little dog is around my legs, right? So I'm like, oh my goodness, Simba, stop it. I'm going to trip over you. And then, as because I'm looking down, so I'm saying that to the dog. And then I look outside, but my daughter's walking the dog. And then I realize in that moment, that's only happened to me once. And that was like, the dog's not dead. The dog is still alive. And I'm like, how is his this? And then it disappeared. And I'm just like, is that not so cool? I don't understand what that is, what you call that. It's only happened to me once, but I would have a lot of different experiences that would freak me out in the beginning. But that's how I became medium. And I was 30 years old. So I don't think I was born with it. I know I'm very psychic as a kid. I just knew things that people would look at me like, you're weird. How do you know that? And it's like, I know this is gonna happen. And then eventually, I just didn't know when, but it did come to pass. So as a young child, I remember predicting things, just knowing, just being very quiet and awkward, but just ha always, I've always had that knowing. But yeah, I kind of got into it by accident, literally by accident.
That's I must be psychic because I'm like, oh, it's like, when I quit my job, I was a kindergarten teacher and I hurt myself. I literally hurt myself the same thing. And I was like, okay, that's the last sign. I can't do this anymore. And then handed in my resignation. And now I talk to dead people. Like, that's literally very similar story to yours.
Oh, wow.
Not as much pain, it sounds like, as you, but I also taught myself how to meditate. And that's funny because people, a lot of, we both teach. Yes, we have that in common as well, too.
Yes.
So I don't know if you hear from your students, I don't know how to meditate. And so people listening to this are probably like, oh, Maria, tell me how to do this, how to, right? And it's hard to explain how to do this. Like, I feel to meditate and get into that zone so deep where you can leave your body or do these psychic exercises where you can teleport, you can astral travel, you can, project yourself into different places and things like this. This is one of the things that you have to build first, I feel like, when you want to become a medium. And one of my taglines is like, if you don't meditate, I'm going to find out because you're not going to get better at your mediumship, right? And that's the same for me. So I believe like meditation and practice, like doing a lot of readings, are the best ways to, plus training, to get you to be sort of knowing exactly what you're doing here and doing a really good job at it. So what do you recommend for people to sort of maybe not get to the point where we can just go? Because I always like show off and I'm like, I can get in meditation right now, ready to like nothing. There's literally nothing if I do. They're like, give me all this space on Zoom. What do you mean? Right? And so they struggle with that. Do you have any tips or like where they should start kind of with meditation maybe?
Oh, with meditation. I love meditation because then later I got into mindfulness meditation. And what people don't realize, it's not because I can't like sit in the chair and I'm in the zone. It's more like, people, when you're washing the dishes and just being so mindful, being so present. I don't know if you've ever done this, where I'm like washing dishes. And then you see like the bubbles, and then the bubbles start to pop up, and then your mind shifts. Like you go into the zone, and just, there's walking meditations where you go outside and just pay attention to the sounds that are outside, or pay attention to the space underneath the soles of your feet. Like it's really cool. Like I trained in mindful meditation for a year with a Buddhist nun, a local Buddhist nun, and it I was just because I was craving meditation. I'm just like, what are different types and different ways of meditating? I think in the beginning, for students in mediumship, getting a voice, like finding a recording that has somebody's voice that guides you. And then over time, just get rid of that voice and going to the same space every time because you start to build the energy within that space. So the same chair every time. And then you'll notice one day you'll just sit in the chair and you don't have to be there like for 15 minutes trying to quiet your mind. It just happens instantly because you've trained your mind to do that. But it takes time. So be kind to yourselves because maybe you only get a minute and that's good. And then the grocery list comes in, and then just let that go because I got a big grocery list all the time.
That's right. Yeah, I remember the first time because my teacher told me the same thing. You have to meditate or you won't get better. And I really wanted to get really good at this because I had no idea about any of this until the whole thing went down with the voice. And so I'm like, oh, I didn't know you could learn how to do this. Right. But she said, if you don't meditate, you're not going to get better. And so that has stuck with me over the years. And I pass that on. But that's good advice to start because people always ask me, what do I do? And I always say, use your intuition. But Maria's like, sit down in the same spot at the same time with the words, and then because that makes sense because you it is a training. Like a lot of this is a training. You have to train your mind. You have to train yourself to be still. You have to train yourself to be mindful because we're so used to being scattered all the time and not grounded and just kind of getting through the day kind of thing, right? And so what I love about mediumship and meditation is that it brings you back to the present moment, and then you can realize that that's really all there is. And I call it
Absolutely.
a remembering. You start to remember things. You start to remember who you are. And so meditation is a huge, huge part of this. And you can start with mindfulness for sure. And I was gonna make a joke when you're saying, you know how you wash the dishes and I'm like, no, because I don't wash dishes.
I was
I
thinking that.
refuse.
I'm like, oh, people use dishwashers,
I don't
but
wash
I
this.
have a dishwasher, but I like washing dishes. I just find, I don't know, I find it relaxing. It's weird. I'm different, but
But people know me that I don't cook. Like I hate cooking, so my husband does most of the cooking, but he's a fireman, so when he's on shift, I have to do the cooking, air quotes. And so same thing with washing dishes. If I don't have to wash the dishes, I'll shove it in the dishwasher. Like, so I can't use your, I'm sure other people can use your bubbles example, but you gave some very good examples of that. I was gonna laugh, I was laughing the whole time trying to keep it in, keep it in. But yeah, that's wonderful. So and so you also teach med you also teach do you teach meditation or just mediumship?
I teach mediumship. So, but within the mediumship, you teach sitting in the power, which is a form of meditation, connecting to the spirit world, which is very cool.
And do you use your own version of sitting in the power, or do you rely on Tony Stockwell?
Oh, I do like Tony Stockwell. I love Tony
Me
Stockwell.
too, yeah.
I got to meet him last year in the UK.
Oh,
I flew
nice.
out there for a weekend course, and I was like, he's so amazing. Yes. But
That's
I
it.
find with my meditations, I like the Tony Stockwell version. And then Eileen Davies, who is a trans medium at Arthur Findlay College, her meditations are really cool too. And
So
then
can
I
you
find
go ahead?
like spirit led, then just, okay, today it's going to go this way. But it's always about surrendering and letting go.
I was going to ask you, do you also do trans mediumship?
No.
Have you tried it?
I did. So, funny story. In the beginning, this was when everything went online. I found out that about Arthur Findlay College, like when COVID happened, and then I got a spiritual assessment done because I was kind of like, where am I going with my mediumship? What's happening? And then the medium was like, yeah, you're going to be a platform medium. And I was like, oh, she's crazy. It's not going to happen. I'm going to be a trans medium. That's what I'm going to be.
Oh.
And then I was determined to prove her wrong. Why? I don't know. So I did do classes with Eileen Davies, who I absolutely love. And she had a trance course for the summer. And you do go deep and you do surrender. And then, and just like in the spiritual assessment, she's like, you're going to go stir crazy. Like, it's not your personality. You will go stir crazy. And I did it. And everybody was like, oh, I could connect. I could blah. And I was just like, what? Are you guys like bored yet? Like, and that's when I learned to trust. But yeah, but I do love it. And I do find too with the word trance, because there's so many levels, right? And then I just replaced the word trance with surrender because I find people get spooked by the word trance. So it's like just different levels of how deep can you surrender? Do you do trance?
No, but I have a student who is gone off to the Arthur Findlay school, other schools, I believe. I'm not sure if it's Arthur Findlay, but she is being trained as a trance medium. And then in our private lessons, I'm like, dude, I am not teaching you this. Like, I'm staying away from this because I'm not trained in it. I mean, I can do it, but I'm not trained in it. So I don't want to teach you something that I don't teach you the wrong thing. Leave it to the experts who know how to do
Exactly.
trance mediumship. But if you want to do, I said, evidential, I can teach you no problem. Trance, it is, it seems like it's a separate experience. It kind of is, but it's not. I believe I guess in my own mediumship, I kind of do both. Like, it goes from like not really trance, but like I become the person. Would you say that's the definition of trance? Like you speak as them?
It's a surrendering, right? It's how deep can you surrender? And sometimes some people can surrender more than others. And it's to the spirit that you're connecting their loved one. That makes a big difference.
So yeah, so I don't do it on purpose and I'm not trained in it. I can do it, but yeah, it's more evidential. And so would you say also that fair assessment that you're an evidential medium? I know she said platform, but just for our listeners who don't know what that means,
No, evidential.
platform mediumship is when you go on a stage and you do the messages and you do the presentation and you give evidence from, you have to transition from one spirit contact to another.
Sorry, I
No,
was
you're good.
coughing. What was
That's
the
okay.
question?
I'll just keep talking. I didn't ask one yet.
Oh,
I'm just
okay.
yammering on while you're coughing in the background. It's all good. Yeah, but so platform mediumship is there's platform mediumship when you're on a stage demonstrating. Is it de do they call it the English call it the dem? Just do a dem. And you're doing it in front of an audience. And then evidential mediumship could be incorporated in that too, but evidential mediumship is giving providing evidence from the spirit contact to your client. So we're like the middleman kind of thing. That's a brief assessment summary of that, but just so you guys know the difference for those who are listening. And yeah, so with your, I'm assuming that you are an evidential mediumship. I don't want to assume because I don't want to make an ass out of you and me, but
Yes.
Do you ever, okay, here's a funny thing that because you're coughing now, do you know why you're coughing? Like, do you think it's because you're actually coughing from health related, or do you feel like do you tap into spirit energy that's around me and you kind of pick up how they were?
I don't know. I feel like the room is dry and I just need to, I don't know. And I don't know. I don't know why I cough, but I feel like every time I do an interview, I cough. And then I have to have candy. Last year, I actually ended up with a lung infection. So I
Oh,
had
wow.
really bad, like for 3 months, I didn't do readings, I didn't do anything. And the coughing was really bad. So it's slowly getting better.
I'm
But
just
I do
curious.
understand.
Yeah, because when I'll be in a Zoom class with my students and they'll be like scratching their head or they're like doing this or and they're coughing or like, and I'm like, do you realize that there's spirit around you? No, but right, picking up on those cues where you're coughing, but I mean, rule out medical first. And then secondary, you may be picking up on someone who did have a cough in my life who's a spirit energy now, but that's
Absolutely.
yeah.
Yeah.
It's funny because you did the same thing my students do, and I'm like, oh, I wonder why she's coughing. She's like, no, I'm just sick. I'm like, okay.
I do it every time. I don't know if I need like a humidifier in my tiny little office.
But
I don't
energy
know.
too, like sometimes like throat chakra kind of thing where you need to, because you're speaking and the energy is coming up.
Yeah, I don't know.
I don't
I
know.
don't know. I always wonder about that. It's interesting. It's gotten better, but I also know because I was sick with a really bad cough. And yeah, so just there in the breathing. And the interesting part was last year, because I did a lot of psychic fairs this year, I kind of got the message with spirit, like, slow down. So I've like really only doing three this year as opposed to last year, like 40. But as I was doing them, like every weekend I was in a different city and I loved it. And then I kept getting the message, take a break. And I remember telling a friend, it's like, oh my goodness, I think it was like by October. I'm like, oh, it's like, oh, I can't wait till this is sober. I feel like I can't catch my breath. I kept saying I can't catch my breath. And then come November, I got sick and then I got the lung infection. Because I pushed myself too hard doing like a lot of readings every single weekend. So I was just like, go, 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 go. And spirit's like, and you will sit down now. So
That's right.
now I am sitting down.
Yes, you have to listen before it gets too bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, spiritual burnout is a real thing. Now, can I ask, where do you live? You're in the States, or where do you live?
Oh, I'm in Hamilton,
Oh, you're in
Ontario,
Hamilton.
Canada.
Oh, why do I think you're in New York? Oh, fancy
No.
New York girl. Okay, so
Yeah.
you're doing the circuit in Ontario of all the. I can't bring myself to do those. Like, I had a psychic tell me 6 months ago, oh, you're going to be doing psychic fairs. And I'm like, no. She's like, well, do you want to be known? I'm like, I do, but not through the psych. I don't want to do that. So much work. And I
Yeah.
know, my body wouldn't be able to handle that. Because have you ever gone to a psychic fair as a person just walking around, not the psychic,
Yeah.
a lot of energy. Like I can't,
Yeah.
I go in there for 5 minutes and go, I gotta get out of here. Right. So imagine me being the reader or you being the reader. It's a lot of energy and you're reading for so many people that it can take a very hard toll on your body. So.
Yeah, I did it for 3 years. I loved it. Like, it reminds me of New Year's Eve. That's what the energy feels like it's that kind of like countdown 10, 9, 8. It feels like that. But I have friends that I would see at the psychic fair, they'd be selling jewelry, and I'd be like, why aren't you doing readings? They're like, I can't handle this energy. Whereas I feed off of it, it's like, oh, this is like, and then I go home wired like for 3 days and don't sleep. And then I meet the most incredible people. So I love that one-to-one, but spirit's kind of like, I'm going to be honest, I am not the best at listening to spirit. When I got the messages last year, it's like, take a break, take a break. And I'm like, because also in my mind, I'm like, I've already paid for all these fairs that I'm going to be in for the next 2 months. And then spirit's just like, and we will take you out. And that's what happened. 3 months in bed, rest. I had lost my voice. I struggled to speak because it was really hard. It was super hard to talk because my lungs, like I had a really bad infection that just didn't want to go away. Yeah, so I always learn the hard way, but I'm listening, I'm getting inspired, and now I'm kind of inspired to create my own tarot deck. So I feel like that's going to take a year to do because I got that message last week, and I've learned don't fight it, follow it. So
That's
I'm
right.
like, okay, we're
That's
gonna do
spirit. That's
this.
amazing. And then you have a tarot book. What is the tarot book?
So the tarot book, it's called the Intuitive Tarot Journal, and I actually created that a necessity for my course and for my students. So each year I would teach tarot because I love tarot, and as I taught it, I would come up with a different journal for the students, and then it just got bigger and bigger and bigger. And then I thought, I can't have people print this off on their computer. So then I just created the book. And it's very get to know your cards, right side up and reverse, and really go into the clears and understand what the clears mean within the book. And then anybody can have access to it. So if you don't want to do the course, you can take the book and go card by card. And I have everything in there. And then I ended up translating it into different languages, so into Portuguese and into Spanish,
That's
and obviously
amazing.
English.
Yeah. Gotta go with English first.
English first.
Yeah, that's amazing. So did you have a course first and then the book came out of that? Or because for my book, I think I had a course. I made up this course and then my book came out of the course, like the idea, sprung out of that. So which order
Yeah.
was it for you? Course and then book?
I had the course, but when I created the course, it was always a journal with a tarot journal that I created within the course. And then each year I kept revising the tarot journal. I was like, oh, it needs, because students be like, it needs more lines, but I don't have enough lines to write. And then one of the students, she had all these little books from the dollar store. She's like, I need more pages. I have more. And I was just like, oh, okay. And then with feedback from the students over the years, like, you know what? Let me just do this big book. And there you go. And it's all in one location. And you don't have to buy a bunch of little binders from the dollar store and pictures. It's all in there.
All in there. It's handy
Yeah.
dandy notebook. And so you teach tarot as well, yes?
Absolutely.
Because
Yeah.
tarot for me, like I went through this phase of tarot where I love tarot. Like I would say 2019 till like 2021, I was tarot crazy. I mean, I did take a couple of courses, but I never like it never stuck with which one each meant, each
Yeah.
card kind of thing. And I was crazy about YouTube. I'm like, here's your tarot reading. And then for like a period of like a week, I guess, I kept getting, you ever hear of the Crow Tarot?
I've heard of that one,
Okay,
yes.
so I had a million decks, but I had this one Crow Tarot, and I remember every time I would, every morning, have my tea and I'd go through the tarot deck, and this bleeping Crow Tarot deck would always spew out like, I understand there's like the negative darkness and it's you need to shadow, but like every day it was like upside down tower card, upside down sword cards, and I was like, it was giving me anxiety. I was like, I can't do this anymore. I like donated all of my tarot cards, so I can't touch tarot anymore. But I
Yeah.
love that people. I do understand, but it was like every day. It
Yeah.
was enough. It was too much. It was giving me more. And then COVID hit, and I'm like, okay, I already have enough anxiety. These
Yeah.
suckers need to go. That was my personal experience. And now I obviously under other things, but kudos to you guys for being able to handle the upside down tower card and the swords. It was like all the time. I was like, I can't.
Is it?
I'm out.
I love tarot, but I also think you have to pick the tarot card that the tarot deck that resonates with you. Like when I look at the crows, I'm gonna be honest, it has kind of, it's like, ew, it's not for me. It looks a little bit dark and creepy and spooky, but it's not for me. But then I do like the Rider-Waite deck because that's what I teach my students with. But it's just the way I teach it because I remember like when. Like I have my mediumship abilities and spirit's like, you need to give him a message. I'd be like, no, nobody's gonna know I'm a medium. So then a friend of mine is like, hey, there's this lady and she teaches tarot. Do you want to go learn tarot with her? And then you could do readings with tarot and you pass messages from the loved ones
Yeah.
and nobody will know and you're still in hiding. I was like, oh, that's a good idea. So I go to meet her. And she's like,
Yeah.
did you have to bring the Rider-Waite deck? And I was like, okay. So I get there and there's a little booklet. She goes, do you have the booklet that goes with the Rider-Waite deck? And I'm like, yeah, I'm like so excited because I'm learning. And I'm like, I got this tiny little book. She goes, hand it over. So I give it to her. Boom, garbage. I was like, oh, what'd you do? Where'd my
Yeah.
book go? She's like, this is all about trusting your intuition, developing it. She goes, we are not memorizing. We're not referring to the book. And it's interesting enough because now I look at a lot of my decks, I don't have the books anymore because I just got in the habit of here's the new tarot card deck, and then throw the book out, throw the book out.
Yep.
I don't have books that go with anything anymore. Most of my cards no longer have books because her whole thing was, I need you to go within and trust your intuition and see where the symbols draw you. What do the colors mean to you? How are they making you feel? And then to demystifying the fear of the tarot, because I know the Rider-Waite has some scary cards. Like I did a video on the scare, like the devil card, so scary, the tower card, scary. But then what is the tower card? I just nicknamed the tower card the truth card, because truths come out.
And then they're upside down, and then
The
they're
upside, oh, but the upside down is good because
Oh.
upside down means it's you're gonna land on your feet. It's already
Oh, okay.
happened.
Oh, okay.
Because you start looking at the images in a different way. And
Right.
she just taught me to look at it and be like, it's just part of life. Life has, you have your ups and downs, and spirit's just going, heads up, we're it's going to be like a good week, or we're going to have some challenges, but you're going to be okay. So, and I love the images. But then too, I find every tarot deck has a vibration to it.
Yes.
So recently, I found the Sufi tarot,
Okay.
and this deck here, she's actually from Oakville.
Oh, wow.
So her tarot deck, when I was playing around with it, it has such a heart-centered vibration in it. So it's like I find, yeah, each tarot deck has its own vibration. And then I'm also like an art student, so I love art, and that's why I love the tarot, because I'm always curious about the story. I don't like tarot decks that have like one sword, two swords, or three. Like, I don't know what that means. It's like there's no art in it. So I have an appreciation for the artwork, for the colors, for the stories that they put together. So that's why I'm like in love with tarot. Yeah, because of
Are
the
you
artwork is
going to do your
beautiful.
own artwork for your deck?
I don't know how that's going to work out.
Oh, okay.
And you know what's interesting? I was interviewed on Rekindle Your Light podcast with Yadabra. And she asked me the question, will you do your own tarot deck? And I was like, yeah, probably. And then this inter like the interview was a couple months ago. And she goes, wouldn't it be cool if it was like your culture in it? And then 2 days ago, I sat down and I was like, okay, spirit, I'm kind of bored. Like, what are we doing? And then I got the message, start your tarot deck and interweave your culture. Like, I'm Portuguese, so from Portugal, there's a lot of history there. And then I re-listened because her podcast finally went live on Wednesday, and I listened to it. I was like, oh my God, that's in there.
Oh, that's
I didn't
awesome.
realize it, right? Like, I was already getting the spirit from message, the message from spirit from her, but I was just like, oh, whatever. So that was, and 3 times that day, people are like, so when are you starting your own tarot deck? I feel like you're starting it. I was like, oh my God, that was my message this morning in meditation.
There you go. Get cracking
Yeah.
on it.
But I don't know how you do it. That's the fun part. I have no idea what I'm doing. And I love when I have no idea what I'm doing, because I will figure it out. I'll let you know sometime next year, because I'm assuming this is going to take like a year to figure this out.
It's kind of
But
like a
I'm going to.
podcast, right? I want to
Yeah.
start a podcast. I don't know how to start a podcast, but you figure it out. If you want to do something creative, you're going to figure it out. It's not that
Yeah.
hard. If you think about like people have decks, think of all the decks that people have. Think of all the books in a library. Like, oh, it's hard to write a book. Well, look at all these books in a library. It can't be that hard. You can figure
Yeah.
out if something creative, if something wants to be created through you, right? Birth through you, then it definitely, because you're spirit led too, like me, then it will definitely, whew, yeah.
So do
So I
you,
go ahead.
sorry, do you
No,
have a book, Jen?
I do. I do. I'm supposed to be writing my second book right now because, like you said, when's the second book coming out? I'm like, I don't know, because it's taken me 5 years to start the second book or get it going. But I have a book. It's called Unearth Your Intuition. So that was the course that I created when I first quit my job, and then the book came out of it. So it's like beginner kind of thing. So like how to recognize the signs from spirit, the dimes, the pennies, the angel numbers, where you kind of start, right? The license plates that you see, and started
Yeah.
recognizing your clairs, like you mentioned. So your clairs are, just for people who are listening, are your psychic senses. They kind of correlate to your human senses, right? So clairvoyant would be, I can clearly see something, which is ironic because it's not clear at all. But those kind of things, it explains how to do that. 888, those kind of things.
Yeah. I think it's fantastic you wrote that book, because more people need to believe in themselves and know they have an intuition. Because I always hear people like, am I intuitive? I'm like, of course you're born intuitive. But then like, do you develop it? Do you trust it? So I think that's fantastic you have that book out
Yeah,
there.
it's a starting point. And then my second book is supposed to be, I had a psychic tell me, you're going to write two books. The first one is going to be like the one that you're doing here. The second one's going to be really weird. And I was like, what? Or like
Yeah.
something people don't understand about. So I'm still lost on that. I've hired a book ha coach and I fired her, and I just don't understand. So the first book was very easy to read. I think it's when you accomplish something that you never thought you could do, and you do that, and then your ego goes, let's not do that again, or makes it very difficult to do it again. So like you might do your first tarot deck and then someone's like, hey, let's do an edition, another second edition, or do, how about this? And you're like, you'll go right into yourself, just letting you know. Yeah. But this is so interesting because also we met before, but you probably don't remember. So I messaged you on Facebook like maybe a year ago and I asked
I
because you were,
remember.
yeah, okay, because you were doing a class or a demonstration of your students, or you, I think, I can't remember, it was you and a friend?
It was me and Star. We do it every
Yes.
month.
Yeah, you're doing a demonstration, and I wanted my, I told my, I tell my students, go see other mediums, like go watch other mediums, how they demonstrate, you know? And so I asked permission if it was okay for my students to come in to hang out. So we have met before, technically, in a Zoom room. But yeah, that was great to watch other mediums, and you guys do that for sure. Maybe that's
Now
why I
we
thought you're
give
a New York
back.
girl. Is that where she's from?
And that's just
That's
our
why.
way of giving back to the community. So we
Yeah.
do it every month and it's free online.
Is it beginning of the week? When is that, like the first?
It's however our schedules are.
Okay.
And we post. Like I did a dem last week with one of my students. And I love when I get to showcase my students
Yeah.
because they're always like terrified, but then
They
they
are,
do
yeah.
amazing. And the people that come out, some are medium, some are not, but they're there to support the students, but also receive messages. And it builds their confidence as mediums and spirit works through them. And people get these
Right.
most beautiful readings that they're not expecting.
That's right. Yeah. So I want to jump back a little bit to Portuguese because I'm Italian. Well, mostly Italian. And so it's funny because people confuse me. They say, oh, you're Portuguese. I'm like, no, I'm not Portuguese. I'm Italian, but they think I'm Portuguese everywhere I go. Just I thought that was a funny story. And okay, so can I give you a little bit of like a, not a prediction maybe, but sort of like some energy that I pick up around you, if you're open to that? So the Portuguese thing, there's some slight information about future possibility of you going back to Portugal, and then the second energy around that would feel like running a retreat or attending a retreat, more of organizing a retreat of some kind. You know that medium, I think her name Medium Fleur, I don't know.
Oh, I don't know who that
And
is.
yeah, so she's a young woman and she runs retreats all over the world, so it's a kind of a comparison to this woman. And then also there was something else. Have you ever considered opening your own school?
So I have my own school where I teach mediumship and I teach tarot.
Okay, it's a school though, like an actual school. Like you
Like
have a, what do you
online.
call it? That does it have a name? Like I have a school called the School of Psychic and Mediumship Study, which is SPAM for short. But would you have like a name for your school?
It's Maria Gonçalves School.
Oh,
So
it
it's
is a
just my name.
school. Okay.
But
So
it's
then
online.
okay, so I didn't know you had a school. I knew you taught classes, but I wasn't sure you had a school. So also picking up, you're having a school, but that expansion weaving its way into the school. So more of like a global thing, you know, where there's students from other countries that would come in also to your school. And then if you don't mind me going one step further, I feel also that you will, some of your students will actually become teachers because what's
I
happened,
can see that.
what
You're
I feel
amazing.
is, yeah, what I feel like is like you're, what I'm doing right now with my school is I have a teacher training program as well. And so those students in there are actually going to help me take over. They don't know this yet, but they're going to take over my school so I can focus on other things like writing my second book, maybe. And so it's kind of a similar story along that too. So at some point, maybe a teacher training I see for you. And then having your students sort of not take over, but teach classes to give them more confidence in that. Obviously, after a few years of training, not just be like, hey, I took a 1 8 week course, so I'm going to be a teacher, obviously. But this is kind of the energy that is sort of surrounding in your energy field right now.
Thank you. I love that you picked up the retreat because when I started a podcast last year, because I didn't know what I was doing, so I was figuring it out. And I just kept feeling like I need to create a retreat. I've been feeling that like for a year and a half. And I'm like, okay, it's just gonna sit there until something happens because I don't know what's gonna happen. I find with spirit, what happens with me is I will just get impressed by spirit, but it'll be like overwhelming. And it'll be like, I have to do it, I have to do it, I can't like
Same.
not do it. And I'm just like, I don't know. But yeah, so I'm just waiting for because the tarot feeling came this week. It was like you have to create and I just, you get that, I don't know, like to
Oh, I
me it
know.
feels like a wave, like
Yes.
this wave of spirit, you gotta do. Like, okay, I can breathe now, I gotta do it.
Yeah.
And it's interesting enough, I went to see John Edwards last month with a friend,
Okay.
and at the he's incredible medium. He was in Toronto, and at the end, I just had this wave come over me of energy, and I'd be like, "I'm going away and going away." And June's like, "Where are you going?" I don't know. Like, what are you doing? I don't know. All I know is I just got influenced by spirit, and
Okay.
I'm going away. And then I'm thinking, please not the week that I signed up for like more mediumship training, because my mentors were coming to Canada. So, but my friend's like, what are you going to do? And I'm like, I'm just going to follow the feeling because I can't deny it. It's so overwhelming. I have to do it. And I trust 100%. I don't doubt when I get that feeling that I need to do it. I know other people look at me and scratch their heads because it makes no sense to the outside world. And then a couple months later, everybody will be like, oh, that makes sense why she did it. But it's the trusting.
Yeah, so that's basically what you're describing to your listeners is like a spirit-led life. So I don't do anything unless I have that exact, so you just put it into better words than I could. So that feeling you're like, oh my God, I have to do this. Like that only time I went to Peru with no, I didn't know, I didn't have the money for the Peru trip and it came on Facebook. I was like, oh my God, I have to do this or I'm gonna die. And I said, I yelled from the deck, I'm going to Peru. He's like, okay, bye. Like, I didn't know how I was gonna pay for it. The money came like that and was like, you're going. So I understand exactly what you're talking about. So yeah, so you wait for that spirit led, like just time to go, right? It's like a almost like a divine power is sort of taking over your logic mind, even though it seems weird. Why would I do this? But yeah, completely beautiful. That's how I've sort of not try to get my people to do that because you have to come to that way of living on your own. It's a choice that you make. But when you see results of living it that way, rather than like scratching your head or making lists or humming and hawing or sitting on the fence for 14 years, you know, you realize that your life is much more fulfilling and joyful, I believe, if you can do it that way.
I think too, going back to the beginning of the interview, because I did turn 50 and it's like, well, what do I want for my life? Because as a medium, and then just like fighting it, but people knew I did readings, others didn't, being very hush hush and just stepping out and being like, it's time to be seen, like living the second half of your life. For me, anyways, is the spirit led, that aha moment. And I wouldn't have it any other way. And I absolutely love it this way because it just, you're always taken care of. Spirit's always got your back and you don't have to worry. And I love it. To the outside world, they're freaking out because on paper, my life makes no sense. But to me, it makes perfect sense.
Like, Jen, you're going to Florida again? I'm like, spirit told me I have to go to Disney World again, so you'd all be quiet. Right? Yeah, that's beautiful. And I hope the people who are listening can sort of have a chance to decide to live a life like that for sure. Like it's just way better. It's just a way better way to live your life. I don't know how to explain it, but you did a great job, so thank you to me.
You're welcome.
And
And
I
then
want
for you, I'm just picking up, like, are you thinking of doing a memoir? Because I feel like there's a book about your life and how you help others. Just
okay,
putting it out there.
so it kind of was what my original idea was for the very first book, and then I had the book guy say, you can't write a memoir because no one knows who you are. So you have to write a book about something, then you become an expert in something. And the second book was like stories about my life intertwined with spirit and psychic learning and mediumship. So it was kind of like a combination of both. So yeah, so maybe that's what I'm getting the nudge to keep going with the second book because it was part of my life in there too, like explaining how I got here and all that good stuff.
That's perfect. I published mine on Amazon, so I self-published, so do it your way.
My first one was not Hay House, but what's the one underneath that?
Balboa.
Balboa. It
Oh,
was
I
kind
did
of,
that.
yeah. And then it's on Amazon or whatever, so I don't know what I'll do the next one. It's a lot of work to write a book, Maria.
It is,
No, it's a
but
lot of work.
if the desire's in your heart, it's worth it. It's absolutely worth it. The first book I created, Spirits by My Side, where I talk about me and it's about mediumship. So that was totally spirit led. Wrote the book in 1 week.
What?
Fantastic. And then I have other people's stories in there. Oh, it's just like downloads. That week I was on
Wow.
vacation. I'm like, and I'm gonna get out a book, and I'm gonna write the whole book.
Wow.
So there's a couple of stories in there about my life, but other people's stories in there. And the tarot book took a little bit longer because it's about teaching. So I had to sit with it and just like get that right. I do feel like another book that I will write. Because I know I'm going to write another book, but I just haven't felt the spirit led. And there's nothing worse than forcing something to
No.
happen, trusting the spirit led nudges.
Yes. Well, on that note, I'm going to say thank you so much. I really appreciate you coming on here and talking to us and explaining how you do things. So, where can people find you if they want to take some classes from you or get a reading from you? Where can they? I'll put all your socials in the show notes, but just you can just say it here if you like.
Okay, well, thank you so much for having me on.
Yeah,
It's
you're
been so
welcome.
much fun.
My pleasure.
So my website is mariagonsalvesmedium.com. Gonsalves with an S because I'm Portuguese. A lot of people think I'm Spanish, but
Spanish.
Spanish would be a Z at the end.
Okay.
So those are the questions I always get. Are you Portuguese or Spanish? So Portuguese. And then I'm on Instagram at Maria Gonsalves, and you can find me on TikTok. And I'm also on YouTube. I have a YouTube channel too. And I host a podcast, Maria Gonsalves Podcast. So thank you.
Yeah, no, you're very welcome. So I'll share those in the show notes. And it was wonderful having you be here because Spirit said so.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening to the Singing Medium podcast. That was my wonderful guest. I hope you had an awesome time, and we'll see you next time on the next episode.